Tim Bourguignon, logging a new entry for Developer's Journey. Hi everyone. It's actually the second time I record this one. I just did it outside and learned the hard way that I have to pay real attention to the wind burst. I just listened to the recording and it's kind of impossible to listen at a couple of places. I don't want to do that to you, so I'm recording it again. It might be a bit shorter, we'll see. I'm actually indoor, but I'll be walking nonetheless. We'll see. So last entry, I spoke a bit about this article I've been writing. I submitted yesterday, and I started building a talk out of it. This is a very very pure content oriented talk, meaning it's very very content based. I really want to bring the technique over and the points I make in the article over. I still miss something out of this talk. I still miss some passion, miss some emotion, miss a bit of fun, and so it's not okay yet. That's why I'm still turning this over and over in the mind, as well as in this recording. So what did I speak about in this book? This is not in this book, in this article. I stripped the book in four different sections, and I'm just going to talk about the first two sections here. The first one is kind of explaining why. Or maybe I'll just talk about the first one. Let's focus on the first one then. Explaining why the book, why I think there is a problem. First of all, it comes from my personal feelings and learnings in the past years, searching for screening candidates, screening profiles, and having this helplessness feeling that a lot of candidates I saw pass through my desk or through the interviews are just letting themselves being carried by the flow. Might be very good developers at some point, or might be very well able to bring a project forward, but I have the feeling they are not in control. They are not doing things purposefully. They might have learned it at some point, but they stayed there and they didn't grow since then. And I have kind of mistrust of such persons, because if the conditions of the environment change, people have to adapt. People have to react to it. And I'm not sure those persons would be able to react in the correct manner. As a matter of fact, Googling a bit more about these topics, I found different books. I wrote about this in my January update. One of which is called The Passionate Programmer from Chad Fowler. And this originated from a blog post that was exactly what I said. Chad was looking for someone, a profile that he couldn't find. Somebody that is able to carry a project, to carry a task. And you know, when he is grabbing this and running with it, then you can sleep your deepest sleep. He's gonna see through it. And if not, he's gonna tell you, and he's not gonna let the ball fall. He's just gonna carry it over. He is passionate. He has professionalism. He is quality oriented, etc., 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 etc. I think there's something like 20 different points he's making. And those is not exactly my point, but goes kind of in the same direction. So this kind of support my idea that there is a problem. Or at least I'm not the only one thinking this way. Then I looked a bit around and found at least two sources with numbers that might be able to help. The first one is a survey from the AACU, the American Association of College and Universities, that was done in 2015. This survey was sent to different college graduates and companies, asking them how they see the fitness of the college graduates when they enter the workforce, when they enter the industry. Are they fit for the work or not? Were they well prepared? And the discrepancy in the answers, I think, is really interesting. The students are very positive about this. More than half of the questions are answered positively, meaning more than 50% of the students are sure they are well prepared. Whereas the maximum answer that the companies give is 37%. That means that only one company out of three is actually happy with what's coming out of university. This gap is incredible. How come is there such a discrepancy? So there might be a problem there. And the second survey or statistic is a forecast made by the Bureau of Labor. It's an institution in the U.S. They say that between 2015 and 2024, they expect the software developer market to grow something like 17%, which is well over any other industry. If you correlate this with the number of developers that are going to retire in the next 10 years, the next eight years now, you have a tremendous amount of developers needed in the market. And if you mix up these two elements, so the need for a lot of developers and the lack of well-trained developers, or at least fitting developers, then you face the problem I've been having through my recruitment, meaning I cannot find the right people for the job I have at hand. How can we solve this? Well, I think I can do maybe a little part about this, and that is speaking about it, writing about it, and making noise, and maybe helping clarifying what we need and what we search in the process. So this is the very first part of the article I wrote, and I hope I brought it correctly over. So I want to use this as a kickstart for the presentation. I'm not sure how I will do that, but maybe kind of the way I just did might be sufficient. We'll see. As usual, let me know what you think. Give me some feedback. I would really love that. And we'll talk to each other again soon. Bye-bye.